concept of Atmara that we mentioned the previous time, talking about when it's wrapped up or in something which is preserving the heat, or it's embedded in such a thing, that's heat. Preserving the heat. But if it's just in an oven, even if you seal the oven, since it's not wrapped up in the oven, it's just sitting in the oven, that is not considered Atmara. Not only that, but those days, what they used to do is they actually would seal off the oven with a board and some cement around it to keep it in place, and then they would break it open on Shabbos. That's a chiddush, because it's a seal. Since the binyan was made just for a short period of time, and it was made out that to be opened on Shabbos, that is permitted. There are some that are machmir in this case to get a goy to open it up, and the Rebbe chiddush of the Ramon says that if you do a cotton should do it. You don't use the cotton as a Shabbos building, but here the nikir din is permitted. The cotton doesn't have to take on the chumras of the father. If not, then the father, if he doesn't have a goy or cotton, then the parent himself could take off this thing. They should make a shinu ksas. And in the Gulf War, before the era of these cheder atum, so they recommended people to, when you hear the air raid siren, to put tape all around the door so that be protected and Chas Hashem some poison gases coming. And the first time they had a siren was on Shabbos. So, Amaisa was made similar to this case over here, even though it was taped on, but it was made to open up on Shabbos. That was the general opinion. Chas Hashem was no need for it. The tape protected us from them sending any type of poison. So, if you had it with Tehillim, I think that did the job. So, I think it's better to rely on your Tehillim than on your tape.